This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Welcome to the Holistic Survival Show with Jason Hartman. The economic storm brewing around the world is set to spill into all aspects of our lives. Are you prepared? Where are you going to turn for the critical life skills necessary to survive and prosper? The Holistic Survival Show is your family's insurance for a better life. Jason will teach you to think independently, to understand threats, and how to create the ultimate action plan. Sudden change or worst case scenario, you'll be ready. Welcome to Holistic Survival, your key resource for protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in uncertain times. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Jason Hartman.
It's my pleasure to welcome Kent Hovind to the show. He was actually recommended by an avid listener and client of ours, and has a fascinating story about the prison industrial complex, as I call it, or the government prison industrial complex, and also some interesting things to talk about in terms of the Las Vegas shooting, which, as you may know, I actually witnessed and videotaped, and I think there is a lot of... There are a lot of questions about the official story on that. So let's dive into it. Kent is known as a world-renowned Christian evangelist. He's known as Dr. Dino and the author of the Creation Seminar. Kent, welcome. How are you?
Thank you for having me. Doing very well.
Yeah.
We're in Lenox, Alabama, population 35.
That's amazing. Good stuff. We've been wanting to get you on the show for a long time because you have got a fascinatingly tragic story, but every taxpayer needs to hear your story because it is truly scary what is going on with the motivations in what I call the prison industrial complex. Interestingly, Bernie Sanders, who I am not a supporter of, but I do give Bernie some credit for bringing up a lot of problems and bringing a lot of problems to the public view, but his solutions are usually kind of delusional, I think. But, you know, I'm glad he's out there and, you know, brought up a lot of these issues. And one of them is the prison industrial complex. Tell us about your story, if you would.
Well, yes, I wrote a book about it called The Kennel. Like a big dog kennel. It's on drdino.com. I was a high school science and math teacher for 15 years. I moved to Pensacola, Florida in January of 89 and started a ministry called Creation Science Evangelism. And our website, like I said, Dr. Dino, D-R-D-I-N-O. And I was speaking all over the world on the topic of creation, evolution, dinosaurs. And my video number 5 talks about the dangers of the evolution theory. It's not only dumb, it's dangerous. It's the foundation for communism, socialism, Marxism, etc. And one day back in 2006, our ministry got raided by a SWAT team, fully armed, you know, ready for bear SWAT team, and a bunch of IRS agents, and they arrested me. When they came in, they said, get every DVD number 5 you can find. DVD number 5 of my seminar series is where I cover, you know, how evolution is the foundation of socialism, communism, Nazism, et cetera, you know. That's a politically incorrect one. Anyway, I said, what am I being arrested for? They said, you're being arrested for structuring. I said, I've never heard of that. What is it? They said, 5 years ago, you took money out of the bank in amounts less than $10,000.
Which is something people do all the time. But I guess if you do it consistently and there's a pattern and it's for $9,999, the government is going to think that you're structuring. Now, what did you use that money for when you withdrew it?
Those laws are to catch drug dealers.
Right.
You know, I'll be 65 in 2 months. I've never tasted alcohol. I've never had any drugs. The laws were for drug dealers. And so we were taking out $9,500 every 2 weeks because the pastor said, try to keep it under $10,000 or they're going to think you're a drug dealer. And we were building all kinds of stuff at our ministry.
Mm-hmm.
We have a large growing ministry with 40 people working there, and we had all kinds of projects going on. So it was better to send a high school or college student with the pickup truck and $2,000 to get shingles for the house rather than the pickup truck and a credit card and see him 6 months later, you know, thanks for the vacation. So we dealt with cash for about a year and a half. And so once every 2 weeks, my wife would go down and take about $9,500, just like the pastor said. The law says it has to be 2 withdrawals in 1 day that are under 10, but they total over 10. Well, we never did that.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't for drugs anyway. So they took me to trial, and my attorney said, Kent, don't even give a defense. You broke no laws at all. I said, I know. So we rested after the prosecution put on their dog and pony show. And then the judge changed the jury instructions. because the law says more than 10,000. The judge said, now, jury, if you find he took out less than 10,000, you must find him guilty.
Unbelievable. Which, of course, is, that's not even the law. I mean, this is...
I
want to just say something here. This is a common perception among people that have not dealt with the court system before. And the perception is that the judge has to obey the law. Let me tell you something, folks. That is simply not true. And I think you're just giving us an example of it right now, because the judge literally told the jury to ignore the actual law in your case. And, you know, they could do nothing else but find you guilty once he told them that, right? Or she?
It was a woman judge, right. Okay. And then, of course, they said, well, yeah, he's guilty of taking out less than 10,000. You know, who isn't? And so the judge said, thank you, dismissed the jury. And then the judge said, now, Mr. Hovind, this crime is worse than rape. I'm enhancing, it's supposed to be 0 to 6 months. And mm-hmm. this is your first offense ever. I'd never been in trouble for anything except a few speeding tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Never been to court. I didn't know where the courthouse was. You know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so she said, this crime is worse than rape. I'm enhancing this to 10 years.
Unbelievable.
She gave me a 10-year sentence in federal prison. And she said, that money that you took out of the bank to build all that stuff at your ministry, I want the government to seize all of that. So they came, seized the church bank account, seized all the properties. And then the U.S. attorney that did this to us, a couple weeks later, he flew to Detroit to have sex with a 5-year-old, got off the airplane with a Vaseline and a doll. And they arrested him, and he hung himself in jail in Detroit.
Unbelievable.
John David Roy Atchison. Yeah,
okay.
You can Google that.
So that was the DA in 2007 that prosecuted your case?
Exactly right.
Unbelievable.
So while I was in prison, they moved me 32 times while I was in federal prison.
Mm-hmm.
I spent almost 9 years. Then they wanted to keep me in longer, so they brought another charge when I had just a few months left to go on my sentence. They charged me with mail fraud, which carries a 20-year sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And the jury saw right through it, finally. And I was the first case in the federal courthouse in Pensacola that the government had lost in 9 years, where the jury said, this guy's not guilty of mail fraud.
Mm-hmm.
They said I mailed a letter to the courthouse. How on earth can it be mail fraud to mail a letter to the courthouse?
Mm-hmm.
it was just insane. So, yeah, I finally got out, and I'm still on probation. Another 6 months, 8 months.
Wow.
It's a crazy system. So while I was in prison, I wrote 37 books, and especially one about the prison system. I read the book Animal Farm by George Orwell, and I thought, this is perfect.
Yep. You know,
he used pigs to make fun of communism.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use dogs to make fun of our industrial complex, the prison system.
Yep.
And so it's just a little booklet, 100 pages. You can get it at drdino.com or call 855-BIG-DINO. And yeah, if I hadn't seen it myself, I wouldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Most people think the federal court system is part of our federal government.
Tell us about
not.
That. Okay.
It's a giant corporation. You know, people say, who are you voting for president? I say, president of what? Well, United States. Oh, which one? There are 7 different ones, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Depends how they spell it. Is Federal Express federal? Is federal shotgun shells federal? No.
You know, this is like the Federal Reserve argument, too, which people have finally come around to understanding that the Federal Reserve isn't any more federal than Federal Express, as the people say. But
neither is our federal government. They're all part of a corporation called United States of America. Donald
yeah.
Trump is the president of a corporation, not the real United States.
Okay, so give us some context here, Kent. So when were you arrested? Was that maybe 2006?
First time I was arrested was, 2006, right?
Okay. So in 2006... You went through trial in probably 2007 then, right?
Trial was over November 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I went to prison, November 2nd, 2006.
Wow, unbelievable. Okay, so they moved you around 32 times, and every time they moved you from one facility to another, that was just raking in more government money for the privatized prison system and costing the taxpayers more and more money, right?
Oh, it's much worse than you can imagine. When I was in Yazoo City, Mississippi, the last prison I was at,
mm-hmm.
I found out that the former governor of Mississippi, conservative Haley Barbour,
mm-hmm.
owns the land. He owns the land and leases it to, it's 1,000 acres, I think, leases it to the prison complex there. They have a giant prison complex in Yazoo City.
So the prison is Haley Barbour's tenant. That's unbelievable.
Correct, exactly correct. Yes.
This is I can't believe this is actually legal. This is shocking.
He's got a 99-year lease, and his son, Haley Barbour Jr., is the chief federal judge in Jackson, Mississippi.
Unbelievable.
You talk about an incentive to keep it full.
Yeah.
It is bizarre. And the private prisons, they have a contract. You know, we're going to build a private prison, but you have to promise us 90% occupancy.
Unbelievable.
Or else pay us a penalty. Mm-hmm. It is such a bizarre system. It's all money, just like the Bible says in 1 Timothy 6:10.
What was their excuse for moving you around? I mean, did you want to be moved? No.
I started off in Pensacola, 6 miles from my house with my 5 grandkids and my 3 kids. And I started off 6 miles from my house.
Mm-hmm.
They moved me to South Carolina, to Georgia, to New Hampshire, to Colorado. The law says you're supposed to be within 500 miles of your house, if possible.
Yeah, this is one of the ways. This is the one of the ways that the government screws people over, and of course the incentives of the privatized prison system or the various contractors and vendors for that privatized system. Even if it's not privatized, there's still some company that's contracted to move prisoners around and so forth, and all kinds of other services that the government buys, even if it's not private, because not all prisons are private. But to move inmates far away from their families like that is just disgusting. You know, had you talked to me years ago, I would have been on the side of the typical Republican spiel that is like, these bad guys, lock them up, throw away the key, the whole thing. But since then, I've become more enlightened about the motivations and the DA that'll be trying to further their career, that'll prosecute an innocent person or maybe even a guilty person to a higher level. I interviewed a charitable organization called FAM, Families Against Mandatory Minimums, on the show before. And it is unbelievable the way our liberties are being just eroded left and right. Every listener should realize this could happen to you. Okay, you could be the next target of some disgusting prosecutor that just wants to further their career. You know, it's like a salesman trying to make a commission. It's just scary when they've got the power of the government behind them.
Well, and of course, the jury sitting there thinking, well, he wouldn't be accused if he wasn't guilty. And then they always stack the charges on. For instance, the charge was structuring, mm-hmm. taking your money out of the bank in amounts less than $10,000,
mm-hmm.
which is not the way the charge is supposed to be. They charged me 45 counts of structuring because over the 2-year period, 45 times, my wife took out the money to go for all the projects we were building. We bought neighborhood houses and remodeling stuff and had all kinds of stuff going on. All of it used for the ministry. None of it used for drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of charging one count of structuring, they charge 45 counts of structuring.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it looks terrible to the jury. Wow. There was never a crime. There's a website, KentHovindIsInnocent.com.
Mm-hmm.
A guy came and lived here for 5 months. He researched my case for 15 months. He said, Kent, I can't believe this happened to you. He came here and lived here and read all the records. He said, you broke absolutely no laws, and the government broke over 100 laws to put you in prison. And all of them are listed on the KentHovindIsInnocent.com.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if people will fill out these papers, and he tells everything on the website there, if you'll do A, B, C, D, E, they can still overturn the case, and they'll owe you $30 million
mm-hmm.
for false incarceration.
Wow.
But yeah, it's if it hadn't happened to me, I wouldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
See, in my video 5, what I covered, the founders of this country said, we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal. They're endowed by their creator with certain rights. Where do rights come from?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they come from the creator.
Right.
But if you got some morons who like communism,
mm-hmm.
they want you to believe there is no creator and rights come from government.
Right. So let's talk about that for a moment, because, Ken, I think it's very important for non-religious people to understand that in any tinpot dictatorship or even non-tinpot dictatorships, the Soviet Union certainly wasn't a tinpot dictatorship. I mean, that was a big, giant dictatorship, a very successful one for decades. The first thing the state wants to do is be the all-powerful being. The supreme being is the government, the state. And that's why they immediately disallow any form of religion, any discussion of a higher power. I remember I dated a girl once whose uncle was put in prison in Romania for 8 years for giving away free Bibles. Even if you are an atheist, you should be very concerned about this type of thing, unless you're a communist. Then, this is the kind of thing you want. Can you address that and elaborate on that idea a little bit?
Well, there's only two options. There is a God or there isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's thought of a third option, okay? There is a God. If there's a God, then he determines right from wrong. I've had 130 debates against atheists now. A lot of them are up on drdino.com. And I ask them often, I say, guys, if evolution is true, how do you tell right from wrong on any topic? Is murder right or wrong? Is abortion right or wrong? Is sex with your dog right or wrong? Is anything? Name me five things that are wrong. But before you do that, I want you to tell me, how are you measuring this? Where's right. your ruler? Where's your standard? They don't have one, so they have to borrow Christian standards. Nope. See, people who would like a one-world government, it really goes back to God telling Adam, look, bud, you got to work for a living now. You blew it. You got to work. And so everybody since then has tried to get out of that by either, you know, stealing from other people or tricking other people into work for free for them or forced labor, slavery, or in the case of government, gigantic case of forced labor, slavery, or the IRS, for instance, the Puerto Rican Collection Agency that they hired to come in here and collect taxes from everybody. There's a whole long, interesting story there. But I covered some of that.
I can only imagine that what you just mentioned is some form of crony capitalism again, right? The Puerto Rican Collection Agency, unbelievable.
It really is. Yeah. It's not even a government agency. It's a Puerto Rican Collection Agency called the IRS, Internal Revenue Service.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend my time fighting these guys. I got bigger battles. Jesus did not try to fight the Roman Empire. He just simply wanted to win souls and build his ministry, but they killed him. And all I was doing was just simply exposing the truth about how the evolution theory is the foundation of communism, socialism. When Karl Marx was writing his stupid book, Communist Manifesto, which one of the planks in there is gun control. That's why so many of the Democrats are in favor of gun control.
Of course.
Really communists.
Yeah.
And so he read Darwin's book that had just come out. He said, oh, Darwin's book is perfect as a justification for our theories of communism. And I point all that out in my video number 5, which is why they arrested me and said, get every DVD number 5 you can find. You can get my whole seminar. It's 18 hours long. DVD 5 is just part of it, but it's only $50 for the whole thing on Dr. Dino. So we've got like, I don't know, 10 million of those out there circulating around the world.
So who do you think, I mean, you must have some suspicion, or maybe you actually know for sure, who in the government got a hold of your DVD? Was it the DA's office? Why did they pick on you? There's so many bigger fish. There's so many better criminals to go after out there. And, you know, the government mostly knows who they are. They just maybe are developing cases against themselves. But why? Tell us what you think, Kent, about why the government picked on you.
Well, all I can do is what rumors have gone around. They said George Bush had ordered the U.S. DA's office in Pensacola to crack down on tax protesters because there were some tax protesters. I'm not a tax protester. If I owe a tax, I pay it. I'm glad we had tax protesters that threw the tea in the harbor and started this country, but I'm not one of those. I mean, I would have given them a sandwich on the way to the boat, but I wouldn't have joined them, I don't think. So we need people to, make everybody obey the law, including the government. But that's just all I can do is say the rumor is that George Bush had ordered a crackdown on tax protesters, and my name got on the list somehow, even though I'm not a tax protester, never have been.
Okay.
So that's, we'll find out Judgment Day.
They just looked and they figured you're some small town minister, and they figured you'd probably be an easy target. You wouldn't fight back much. You didn't have a lot of resources. Probably a really good target for a predatory prosecutor, a predatory government, right?
Oh, absolutely. And a Baptist preacher on top of all that. Boy, they love, you know, conservative and somebody who believes in creation. Wow, I guess I'm a great threat to them. Well, I really am a threat to their plans for a new world order, a one world government. Because the New World Order foundation is there is no God. We'll tell you what's right and wrong. You know, big government. That's what I was exposing. And so it's still out there, DVD 5. But yeah, I just teach on, you know, I say, look, evolution theory is dumb. It's really dumb. The Earth's only 6,000 years old. Dinosaurs lived with man. They didn't live millions of years ago. So I cover all that in my whole series and use a lot of jokes and a lot of humor.
That's a discussion we could have for like the next 3 days. Okay, so let's not waste our time on that. But okay. I really want to, you know, and any more things that you want to talk about this, I want to ask you about the Las Vegas shooting. Many, many people, many very intelligent people are finding all kinds of holes in the official story. I'm certainly one of them, and especially because I witnessed it. This just does not add up. I mean, this story does not add up. But explain to the listeners, if you would, what a false flag is, and if the Las Vegas shooting and or any others are false flags.
Well, I am convinced it was a false flag, as well as most of the shootings in the last 15 years. You got to keep in mind, their goal is communism, which one of the planks is gun control. And the fact that Americans still have guns is the biggest obstacle to their one-world plans for government, for, you know, giant government. And so they have to have shootings like this, and there'll be more that will give them some excuse to, and, you know, now they're going after the AR-15, and next it'll go after something else. And then little by little, they keep eating away at the rights. The founders of this country made it very simple.
Yep.
You have the right to protect yourself. Everybody can bear.
When are they going to go after trucks? I really think we need some truck control. I mean, you know, you can go rent a Home Depot truck and run people down in New York or anywhere else. I mean, look at what happened in France. Truck control, I think, is a major issue of our day. We gotta have truck control immediately. The other one that's extremely easy to use, you're seeing slashings and knife attacks all over Europe now. I mean, it's just Muslim radicals are using knives constantly because the guns are harder to reach. But, you know, in heavily gun-controlled areas, they're still getting guns anyway, obviously. Look at the Charlie Hebdo attacks and so forth, you know, in France that are, you know, very, very heavy gun control in France. But, you know, the other one that's super easy? Gasoline. Gasoline is a fantastic terrorist tool. I mean, you use some gasoline and you can just start torching things. That's incredibly easy. So how are we going to control every way to kill people? It's just not even close to possible.
Bible's got a simple solution. For certain crimes, people should be executed. Not locked up for life, I mean executed. If someone rapes your daughter, she doesn't need to pay his groceries for the next 20 years and then worry about him getting out.
20 years, it's more than 20. It's way worse than that, you know. These guys sit on death row for decades and you know, maybe never get executed. And it costs the taxpayers an absolute fortune.
Right, but not just the money. Psychologically, your daughter who gets raped by somebody, she needs to watch the guy get shot or fried or hung,
yeah,
and then go spit on his grave every day for a few weeks until she can heal up emotionally.
Yeah, yeah, no, there's a closure is a very valid concept.
Exactly correct. And so if we did that, if we just simply did capital punishment according to the biblical standards, those laws were for the Jews. We don't have to necessarily apply all of them, but the principle is correct. If nothing else, it gets rid of the mean gene out of the gene pool. It's like if you get a vicious dog that bites somebody, you put it down. You don't let it breed and produce. They raise pit bulls to be mean, some dogs,
yeah,
and they raise dogs to be gentle. They raise them to be shepherds.
Right.
There's something genetic about personality. And I think that the biblical method of getting rid of certain people that commit certain crimes would gradually minimize that in society.
Mm-hmm.
If I was president, I would start following the biblical standards and say, okay, for these crimes, you don't get to go to prison, you get executed.
Well, isn't it interesting that you seem to agree there with, like, Richard Dawkins, who's a devout atheist and generally loosely Darwinism, you know, that there is a mean gene, right? And that's kind of interesting. If you want to comment on it, feel free.
Well, I think anybody would say that this is true in dogs and cats and every animal.
Sure.
Some are simply more vicious than others. And if the Russians for 50 years have been breeding tame foxes. They took wild foxes 50 years ago and selected for one trait only among the pups, tameness.
Mm-hmm.
And now they act like dogs. They look like dogs. They behave like dogs.
Yeah.
It's the same in humans. Some people are just plain mean.
Mm-hmm.
And if they commit a crime, you execute them,
mm-hmm,
if it's appropriate. Yeah, we're doing it all wrong. My book, The Kennel, talks about that, how that we're perpetuating the totally wrong message. But see, one of the things Karl Marx said, to take over a country, you have to create a crisis.
Yep.
And then you come in with your solution.
Mm-hmm.
That's what all these shootings are.
Hey, never let a good crisis go to waste. Never, as Rahm Emanuel said, never let a good crisis go to waste, right? Yep.
And that's where we are. So people need to understand. That's where education, I travel and speak, do some seminars at churches and schools and debates and stuff. Getting people to understand, hey, what's the goal in any sport? If you're on defense, you have to know, what is the other guy's target? What's his goal? What's he going for? If it's basketball, he's trying to get to that basket behind me. Now, he may fake this way or fake that way, but always keep in mind, where is he trying to go? What's the goal? Well, if you think of, what is the goal of communism? Okay, it's complete control of everything. It's complete gun control. So if they have to take step at a time and fake this way and fake that way, don't get confused. They have a simple goal, and it's been out since 1848 with Karl Marx's book, and I cover all that in video 5. So, yeah, what is the goal of Satan? Well, God told Satan in the Garden of Eden that someday some seed of the woman's going to bruise your head. And so he's trying to kill every human being on the planet. In Bethlehem, when Herod wanted to kill baby Jesus, he just killed all the babies. And Satan wants to reduce the human population to zero. And so he's got people working very hard for him that are reducing the population in all sorts of ways, like the chemtrails, the fluoride in the water, the vaccinations. All of these things kill people and reduce population. And that's the goal. abortion, homosexuality, and I mean, the list is long of different ways you can reduce the population.
What do you say to people, Kent, that say, you know, you sound very out there, very conspiratorial? How do you respond to that type of criticism? You know, maybe someone listening doesn't agree with you about evolution versus creation. See, personally, I believe both are true. I believe that we were created at some point and everything was created and then it evolved. I mean, you know, you can't really deny that evolution takes place today, right? I mean, you know, you just talked about how things are, traits are breeded in and out of foxes and dogs and you know, people. So that's not exactly evolution. I get that. I totally understand that, by the way. But, you know, organisms adapt to their environment and that is evolution.
When I do debates on evolution, I very carefully define the term. What are we talking about? Changing from a mean dog to a nice dog is still a dog. But God said 20 times in the Bible, they're going to bring forth after their kind. And that's all anybody's ever seen. So if we see, you know, hairier dogs or long-legged dogs, that's not really evolution. That's a variation within the created kind that already existed. Mm-hmm. They're selecting a certain trait, like selecting a mean gene or something. Right. That's selecting a trait that already exists. You might want to get a faster dog, so you breed dogs and, you know, save the pups that are faster, but you're never going to put wings on one or a jet engine.
Mm-hmm.
It's always going to be a dog. It just may be a faster dog, you know, like a Dalmatian or something. So, yeah, that's another topic for another day. That's my specialty, actually, on evolution and creation. So what kind of God would create a world where he said very clearly they bring forth after their kind? That's all we've seen. And so if somebody wants to believe it goes beyond the kind, they can. But that's not science anymore, it's religion.
Mm-hmm.
Like there are 1,100 recognized species of bats in the world. Okay, they might have had a common ancestor. It was a bat. That doesn't prove that bats came from a rock 4.6 billion years ago, which cooled down from a big bang where nothing exploded. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm. What else do you want people to know about the Las Vegas shooting? We promised we'd talk about that a little bit, and we touched on it only. But we know what a false flag is. We know that a false flag serves the elite power class. If anybody doesn't know, obviously, communism and socialism are a fantastic deal for those in power. For the elite, the coinciente, they benefit from it very nicely. So that's a great deal for them. It's not a great deal for those being controlled, who are the useful idiots who always seem to buy into it. You know, like, why do they buy into this? It's amazing how people are so easily conned, you know?
Well, like the whole Federal Reserve, they took away all the real money and gave it. We're walking around with paper thinking we're rich.
Right.
We got a piece of paper with some ink on it.
Yep.
It's not money. It's bizarre.
It's called the currency.
Conspiracy
goes
so deep.
Currency and money are different.
Conspiracy theory. Yeah. If somebody in Hitler's Germany in 1936 had said, you know, I think Hitler's up to something, well, they would have called him a conspiracy theorist. He was on Time Magazine as Man of the Year. But he was. He did have an ulterior motive, and so do a lot of these people today. They're evil.
Yeah.
So they need to be exposed.
Yeah, it's amazing. But it's good that we still have an alternative media that messages can get out there, Kent. I mean, it is being controlled, and I think two of the scariest companies on earth are Google and Facebook, because it's not necessarily about what you do see on them, it's about what you don't see. And I always talk about how you can't hear the dogs that don't bark, and we don't know what we don't see. When we search for something, we don't know what doesn't come up, what's hidden from our search. We don't know on Facebook what doesn't show up in our news feed. And this is the scary part. I think these companies, the mainstream media is scary enough, but nothing is more scary than Google and Facebook in terms of the way it can influence global populations. Their algorithms should have to be public. They should be there for the public to see what ingredients go into search results and what ingredients go into what shows up on someone's newsfeed. And then beyond that, they should probably be busted up under antitrust violations, because they're just too big. They're too influential. They, I think, are very, very scary companies. Thoughts on that?
Well, I was locked up for 9 years. They changed so many things. I don't even know for sure what Facebook is. I do post stuff on them. So I'm a little behind. I mean, they did all kinds of change. They brought the outhouse into the building and put the flush thing on it while I was gone, and they made a lot of changes. So I'm not the guy to ask about what computers are capable of or not capable of. But I share your concern that I am nervous about who's in control. Could they simply flip a switch and everybody loses their cell phone and computer in 2 seconds? If so, that's a dangerous thing, because That's, again, they want to control all means of communication.
Yeah.
That was one of Karl Marx's plans, you know.
And of course. They
easily can do it now.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty scary. Well, hey, keep getting the word out there on what happened to you. And folks, if you are a taxpayer, you should be extremely concerned about this type of thing, because it's just a bunch of crony capitalism. As a libertarian, I was in favor of the concept many years ago of privatizing prisons, but I think that that has turned out very badly, and I've changed my viewpoint on that because, you know, it's just a bunch of crony capitalism. It would be like, look, a lot of our listeners are real estate investors. It would be like having an apartment building or a bunch of houses and the government basically helping you fill those houses and make sure the occupancy rates were high. And that's exactly what's going on in the prison system. And it is incredibly scary and incredibly disgusting. You know, they busted that disgusting judge, I believe it was in Pennsylvania, who was putting all these juveniles in prison, and he was getting kickbacks from the private prison that he was sending them to. Just unbelievable. Just incredibly scary.
Well,
I mean,
one in 10,000.
Yeah, I know.
10,000 more that need the same.
I don't deny that for a moment. That judge just ruined so many lives. That's just so scary. It really is. Well, Kent, thank you for joining us today. Give out your website. Tell people where they can find your materials and learn more about you.
Okay, drdino.com, D-R-D-I-N-O. If they want a sample of what I do in debates, just Google, Where Did God Come From? By Kent Hovind. That's Hovind, H-O-V-I-N-D. And there's 2,000 anti-Hovind websites. And you mentioned Google. Wikipedia has a special lesbian atheist in charge of my spot to make sure nobody corrects it. They told all kinds of lies about me on there.
Unbelievable.
And if you try to correct, you know, usually you can correct Wikipedia.
Uh-huh.
Not Kent Hovind. Try it. It's bizarre.
Yeah, it's
so
really weird.
Hate me, I guess I'm honored.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
drdino.com.
And the books are on Amazon with great reviews. And keep in mind that every organization we just discussed is left-wing. Amazon, Google, and Wikipedia. Even though Wikipedia, interestingly, was founded by a libertarian, big Ayn Rand fan. So it's strange. But again, Ayn Rand's an atheist, devout atheist, or was. That's probably why you're getting the Wikipedia treatment, the censorship there. So it's unbelievable. You know, Dennis Prager of PragerU, which is a great, has some great videos and great content. He is suing YouTube over censorship because people aren't finding the PragerU videos equally in YouTube searches as other videos that meet the YouTube, which is owned by evil Google, the YouTube company line, if you will. So I hope he gets somewhere with that lawsuit. We shall see. We shall see. Kent, thanks for joining us.
Anytime. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for listening. Please be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss any episodes. Be sure to check out the show's specific website and our general website, hartmanmedia.com, for appropriate disclaimers and terms of service. Remember that guest opinions are their own. And if you require specific legal or tax advice or advice in any other specialized area, please consult an appropriate professional. And we also very much appreciate you reviewing the show. Please go to iTunes or Stitcher Radio or whatever platform you're using and write a review for the show. We would very much appreciate that. And be sure to make it official and subscribe so you do not miss any episodes. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode.